Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the halal industry, do for self. And as always, I like to begin with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. You know, when I say that and others say that, naturally what comes to mind is what Allah blessed us with in Imam Warifdeen Muhammad, the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, as we know. And in that brings us to the other blessing, and that is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Mm-hmm. It gave us the introduction of a humble, strong way to follow the pattern of Islam. In either of them, we don't see arrogance. We don't see ugliness. We see patience. Mm-hmm. We see two men that we can prove with our life that Allah favored them. Our lives are not lies. Our life is the truth. I came in the nation after reading the Quran and how to live and message to the black man, the Bible. I was already reading, but I read it right along with the Quran to see that the message is similar. The Quran is stronger, but the message is similar. We can tell the words of God even in the Bible. My father gave me that. But the Quran was stronger because you could see, really, that the words had no there's no question in the wording being words of God. Did the man alter it a little bit by giving a little definition here in another language? Maybe so. But it's not the one word that you look at. We look at, this is Allah. This is God talking to us. In the Bible, we can do the same thing. The Bible is not as strong for us because you got a lot of what the man wrote of himself into the Bible. Man tried that with the Quran, to put what he want in there. But it's kind of hard to put it in there for the reader who's seeking what Allah's given him through the Quran. It gives us a little difference. First of all, it identifies Allah as one by himself. He's alone in his strength, his leadership, his guidance, and he's not one that can fail. We get that all through the Quran. We don't get that all the way through the Bible, and I'm not condemning the Bible. For the Christians that can hold on to the Bible, hold on to it. Do the best that you can from what it gives you. But then if you study the history, you know that there was a king, I think he was a king, who wanted it written the way he wanted it written, right?
Yes, sir.
And that king put his tone, his texture into the Quran. Into the Bible. It don't match the Quran. That's what I was getting ready to say.
James.
Yeah, King James. That version took over. Is the king. He used the people as his peasants. He used the word king for himself as a god. No, he ain't no god. There's not an office high enough in Islam that man can become like God. Not even the first man that was created. He can't be God. Muhammad the prophet can't be God. There's nothing in the Quran that if you're reading it right, that will brush you into a pile that really could be trashed if you stay in the Quran. And what I mean by that is you can't get lost in the Quran and say that you're God. It's not in there. You won't find no help in the Quran. You might can find some temporary help in the Bible, but you can't if you know the Quran and if you're looking to find Allah, find God. When it says something about the prophet, the messenger, Jesus, we know that that's tainted. That's something that's a picture that can't be true. Here's a man born from not Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, but born through a woman the way it's described of God. But she can't be God, nor could the parent who gave her, alone, but even Jesus can't be God. I'm saying this for a reason. You know, Allah is all-knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And Allah knows what he has given to the creation, not just man, to the whole creation. He didn't have to write notes. He knows. He knows what everything needs.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what their lifespan is and what they will do for this one or that. But man has to get the picture because basically Allah gave man, from any book, the highest position in service to him. The angels was asked to take this position. And according to the writings of the Hadith, the angels said, "No, my Lord, no. We don't want that. We'll stay just like we are. You tell us what to do and we'll do it." Mm-hmm. We don't want to alter it one way. We don't want to make a decision on what you say. The angels are satisfied to just do what Allah tells them to do. And there's nothing wrong with that. They saying we don't want to go wrong, not an iota, not just a little bit. We don't want to go wrong. We don't want that opportunity. And I guess that at this point, we can say how Iblis moved about with the angels, according to some writings. And according to those writings, he moved about with the angels, and he himself was not an angel. But then man was created. And in man's creation, Allah wanted that man to have a destiny to build in his creation, to continue life in his creation, but always to submit to the will of God, the will of his creator. He didn't lock him in. But he tells us through scripture. We don't have to sit and talk with God direct. We got his scriptures. And all of them point out that there will be a day of judgment, that man will have to be brought to a point to be judged, to be looked at, and in that judgment, punishment or paradise. Now, I don't know. I believe you want the same thing I want. That's the paradise. I want paradise now, and I want paradise later.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't greedy for us to want that. Know why? That's Allah's plan. Allah built the paradise in this life and in the next life for man to enjoy. For the man to feel blessed by Allah. Just to have the thought that man, and this is another thing Allah gives to us instinctively. We know inside God is not going to cross us. If I do the best I can do, he's going to give me the reward. No question about it. So what do you think about the other side? If I don't want to do it, now nah, I'm going to do some of it, you know, I ain't going to do all that. Then know that he also says he extends his mercy, he extends his forgiveness, but he also puts some in the fire. I wouldn't want to take the chance. I mean, and that's even like dealing with each other. When we deal with each other, we want to deal with each other in a way to get the best of anything. And I want to say before I go too far into the night's program, anybody, if you have a question, you have a statement, you have a suggestion, please touch the one on your phone. And that'll show us, it'll give us a signal that you would like to say something. And we'll bring you on. And if we don't see it, we pray that those who are looking at it from other points, that they see it. And I'm opening the door that Imam Hamid and the rest of the group will be able to just come in and bring you on. So if you have a question, don't hesitate. Touch the one on your phone. So as I was saying, Allah gives to us. And all of us get this. I don't speak other languages, you know what I mean? I don't know any language fluently other than English. But I believe everybody in every language work to teach their children, their family, their people, the exact same thing, that God is good to us, God gives to us. But some people get lost in a way that they want to be on top of everything, and they may twist the words up a little bit. When Allah called us to Islam, think about this. Once upon a time, our forefathers, the slaves that we're descendants of, they were stripped of their Islam as they were brought here to be slaves. The majority of the ones that were put in the field were slaves, as I've said a number of times. It's history written where the Quakers and even Amish, they said, Amish, they asked the slave masters, or they made a rule to the slave masters that if you have a black, whatever they may have called us, but they were talking about the black skin, the colored skin, the brown skin. If you have any of them as slaves and they're Christian, let them go. And they're supposed to have. We weren't there, so we don't know. All we can go by is what we can read today. And what we read is that many of them, it's history, it's in the library, many of them were released because they were Christians. There were another body of people who were held for slavery that was released because they represented some kind of, maybe the son of a king somewhere. They had a position. They were royalty to some degree. So they let them go back to their country. But the majority that remained were Muslims. And Allah allowed that to happen for a reason. Allah allowed us to be erased of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. We didn't have a language. We didn't know our family. Our families was broken up in slavery, taken to another part of what is today's America. And many of us didn't know each other. Gave us slave master names. So you may go to another state and find somebody with the same slave master name, and that may be a point of belief that's my family.
Yeah.
And in many cases it is, but some cases it wasn't. But Allah does not do anything without a plan. Allah's plan was there. Today we're the children of those same slaves, just down the road, hundreds of years later, from the original slave. But nonetheless, we are being brought to a point to find our way back to our Lord, submitting, and look at the favors he's already given us. Somebody can say, well, I don't know no Muslim that'll say that. Well, I don't feel like I got a favor. I ain't got none. You must ain't working for nothing.
Yeah.
Because we are today in much better shape than our foreparents was. And not because of the hand of the Caucasian. They still owe us plenty. We built America for them to live comfortably while we lived in hardship. So one day we got to deal with that money that they supposed to, that 40 acres and a mule. I wouldn't mind having mine right now. And if you want to turn it into dollars and cents, I wouldn't mind having that. But what I'm confident in is that Allah gave us Islam to actually stand up and be an example. When we look at his favor to us and know what Allah has given to us, we may never find out the reason, but to be put in slavery, be stripped of everything, that didn't have to happen. But there's a plan that Allah has. Once we're stripped of everything, we served 400 years or so in slavery, for some less, some more. But on the most discussions, within most discussions, easily 400 years of actual slavery. Since then, we've done a number of things. I like to say that one of the highlights in my life is coming into the Nation of Islam, my personal life. I can read some things that was before my time, but my personal life, my life under my father and mother and my brothers and sisters and my uncles and my aunts here in Philadelphia, that was one thing. But to let me grow into a spirit to find myself studying beneath the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That was a blessing. Everybody don't know that, but that's part of God's plan. Who will come, who won't come, that's already in the plan. When we look at what was done in America and what is done to the day, we haven't finished our work. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad has not stopped living in us.
That's right.
Yeah, we're following the way of Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, too. But Allah want us to be us and then deposit that peace into what he shows us in the Quran. What he shows us in the Quran, he said to Muhammad the Prophet in the Quran, tell them. That means tell humanity. Don't just tell Omar and, his Abu Bakr and his close friends. This word is to go out to all of humanity. Tell them, Muhammad. Allah talking to them through the angel Jibril. Tell them you are, speaking of himself, Muhammad is supposed to say, I'm flesh and blood just like you.
Mm-hmm.
Just like who? Just like all of us. The skin colors don't make a difference.
Not at all.
They don't make a difference. And man, without Allah, without the guidance of Allah, and even some who claim they got it, man follows shaitan and make one skin above the other. Instead of fighting the enemy together, the shaitan, the devil, however we want to call him, Iblis, many will take the opportunity in the same faith, Islam I'm talking about now. I'm not talking about Christianity. We know what Christians have done to us. But in Islam, reading from the same books, many of them don't have the ability, the strength to straighten up and treat the world of people the same. Our brothers in the East, I got to call them brothers because I'm not, Allah says to us, one of my favorite ayats, when the victory comes, that statement is to every human being that ever was going to set foot on earth or wherever else they sit. When the victory comes, that means victory is ours just like it is anybody else's. To stay humble. And I'm grateful to Allah. If we don't know how to be humble, just think about what we should be grateful for, Allah, because we have to humble ourselves to Allah. Some of us could be so angry we don't know, we can't find humble. Allah is telling us to find it. And once find it, keep it with us. Keep it as a friend, a trusted friend. Then he says, after the victory comes, stay humble and stay in prayer. Another victory source. We pray into Allah, which helps dress our humbleness in our soul, in our spirit. Strengthen us. You can be humble longer if you got Allah in the picture. You got your creator in the picture. Yeah, you could be humble. When I've had people say it, and I'm sure many of you have heard people say to you, man, I wouldn't have took that from him. If I'd have kicked this so-and-so. Yeah, I got it. Don't worry about it. And later on, they find the person almost crawling to you to be your friend. Mm-hmm. Allah know what he's doing. So he says, stay humble and stay in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And don't do to them what they did to you. Look at the victory. Everything that we've seen that the world had, whether they light-skinned from America or light-skinned from Arabia or wherever, they had the hand or the crown in their hand, so to speak. But they made a distinction because of the black skin. Even the companions of the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon them, may Allah forgive all of them, have mercy on them. They used to make fun of Bilal. Prophet said to Bilal, get up on the roof and call in the prayer. And after studying the writings of Imam Muhammad about Bilal, after studying when he commented, I said, hey, he got up there to call them to proper worship. He just wasn't calling them to prayer, calling them to proper worship. A lot of people can get in and pray and say a few words and walk away and do everything they've been doing. But proper worship stays deep in you to the point that, you know, you might slip, but you feel it, and you don't want to slip no more. So Allah allowed Muhammad the Prophet to do that with Bilal and show in many cases to Bilal and to those companions of the Prophet how they should be treating each other. But Bilal was given the same instruction. Don't do to them they did to you. Bilal was trusted. He was a friend. He was even told why the Prophet was ill before he left the area. The Prophet told him, you should stay. You should be the leader. Bilal said, they won't follow me. Once you are no longer here, they won't follow me. They weren't trying to follow him anyway. They were following the Prophet to act like they were following him in many cases. May Allah forgive him, have mercy on him. And I ain't got no problem being humble and saying a prayer for them right now. But we know that the world looks just like that today. Like when you go to Hajj, you're going in what seems to be the company of the prophet, if no more than that they're in the space that he lived in. And they treat our African brothers and us until they find out we ain't African. They treat them bad. Treat them with disrespect. Treat them like they don't care about them. And soon as one of us says, oh, Enrique, brother, please, brother.
That's right.
So who you think Allah allows to teach man? What man? That's what Allah gives us to straighten each other up. The average man, if he is a leader like he should be, the average man, it was because he had leaders in his life. We got to recognize that leaders are in our life, each one of our lives, and take on the job to show the world how to serve Allah, how to find success with Allah. That's where we get it from today. That's where we was getting it from before, but that is definitely where we get it from today. And we have to believe that in the working of that, each one of us can grow. We can do better if we serve Allah. So we're going to take a PSA, but when we come back, please, if anyone has a question, statement, suggestion, please be prepared to raise your hand and let us know what it is you'd like to say.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. James Bashir, Halal Industry, do for self. I'd like to read from the 22nd surah of the Quran, ayats 49, 50, 51, 52. Say, O men, I am sent to you only to give a clear warning. Those who believe and work righteousness, for them is forgiveness and a sustenance most generous. But those who strive against our signs to frustrate them, they will be companions of the fire. Never did we send a messenger or a prophet before thee, but when he framed a desire, Satan threw some vanity into his desire. But Allah will cancel anything vain that Satan throws in. And Allah will confirm and establish his signs, for Allah is full of knowledge and wisdom. Surely Allah speaks the truth. Join us every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. Interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@cwsc.us, Visit AM360.org, Parent Corporation, Community-Wide Shore Conference at CWSC.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Yes, yes, Brother James, thank you. This is Nate Muhammad. Allow industry, do for self. I would just like to commend a very well-structured program we was at this past Sunday up in Newark, New Jersey. And the refreshing part about it is it was our association speaking our language, and it created a very comfortable atmosphere that one couldn't help it but enjoy. The reason why I'm saying this is that I bought to go up there when they first told me about it. I didn't want to go up there. I didn't want to. I'm looking at the flyer. I don't want to sit in here and listen about halal from some Arabs. And, you know, I'm being honest with you, you know. And I barked a little bit more until I gave in. All right, I'll go. I'll go. And once I got there, it was the best decision that I made. I had to go commend the people who was on me. I had to go and apologize and tell them you was right. I should have just came on GP. Just don't make no scene over it. Because it was very informative, and it was happy to see a lot of people from our association from different parts of Jersey, and some was from a different part of the country. And I thought Brother Akbar, with his halal certification class that they are setting up there, is very needed. It's needed. It put us on the mark. Why? It showed that we studied what halal is supposed to be, and we put it in a form. And they have it up there. It's a state law that if you pronounce your food is halal, it had to go by a certain way of preparing it or prep it. And nobody can do that but us. We done digest this whole thing and made it or simplified to the point that we can go share with the people, and we can check everybody that proclaimed to have halal. Mm-hmm. Now, I knew of Brother Akbar about 25 years ago. I heard his name, and he was going about rectifying, establishing halal. And I told him, yeah, I heard of you, but I never met you. So he grabbed me and hugged me and said, now you know me. You know, and I laughed at it because that was the best response, and that's what something I would have did, mm-hmm. You know. And you had a couple brothers, imams that was there. I knew of their names from reading AM Journal and all, but I never met them, and I got to meet them. And they, all of them did the same thing. So that was a warm welcome from our association that we could sit down and talk the language we talking to you today here on AM360. This is our language. We all talking it. They talking it from their way up there, and we talking it from down there. But it's still a mutual agreement. Mm-hmm. We can identify what everything is being said. And I can't ask nothing but, you know, thank Allah for that, you know, because sincerely, you understand? It just heightens your spirit, make you wanna labor hard or more. Well, that's the same thing we got from the Nation of Islam. You can heighten your spirit and push harder, push farther forward. For what? We want to establish the halal industry all around the country. We look forward to bringing new ideas based on halal. Matter of fact, they was talking about doing halal, certifying a lot of things halal, and go on and create your own business from that, which I thought was very fruitful. I thought it was a very good idea because it's you have something to give to people. You know, we come out of the Nation of Islam. We always had something good for the people. The people look forward to seeing us because we always had something to say to them good, or we always had something either to sell them that was good. So we was very, that was very instrumental in helping that, to hope that we can build, same like we said, a halal industry, something good that the people can benefit from, especially the African-American descendants of slaves. And then they came to the youth. Now, we all, everywhere you turn around, everybody's talking about the youth and how are we going to get the youth. And I'm sitting there, and I said, the youth? Shoot. Back then, in 70s, early 70s, we were the youth. We was the youth. And when we came into the temple and all, the structure was already established. All we did was follow whatever guidance they had for us. You go in, you write your letter for your ex, then you go and keep writing until you get your ex, then you go wind up in a squad with the brother, you go out selling Muhammad speaks back then. Well, that was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad time. And I'm sitting back and I thought, how was it when he established it back in 1930? Do you think that he struggled like we struggled in the day to make things happen, to put things in place? Don't you think he went through the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
I know he did. And that's what we rejuvenate you, that, yeah, this is nothing new. He went through the same thing. He prepared it for us. We was the youth back there to take it to another level. They labored hard from 1930 all the way up to his death.
Mm-hmm.
But everything was, the structure was there. All you had to do was follow. And that's what we have to do today. We're establishing the halal industry. We're establishing everything. And they're doing the same thing up there in Newark. They're establishing, you understand, what they're about. And all we have to do is pool our resources together and move on and labor on. And as I was talking to a brother earlier today, and he was talking about that we're not making progress. No, we made a heck of a lot of progress. You know, we bear witness. We came from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad. We got a wealth of knowledge there. We have a wealth of a statue.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing stopping us from seeing it is that we can't get our petty differences aside.
Mm-hmm.
We can't put that aside. We go in there and deal with him. I don't like the brother. I don't like him. I didn't like him. He this and that. Yeah, but what about the community? Is your feelings greater than the community? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. This here program and all is greater than one individual. You're from, just like I said about, I didn't want to go through the program. But the program was greater than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I bear witness to it even more once I got there. And I'd appreciate that. So then I would say now I ain't going to do that no more.
Mm-hmm.
If they say you want to go there, you understand? All right, I'll go. I'm not going to do it because I've seen the benefit from it. Especially if I know it's from our association.
I mean,
that means a lot. That means a hell of a lot, if I may say. That's what we have to deal with today. When we're dealing with our people, dealing with the community, we have to bring the community back. And how we can bring it back is the first thing, eliminate petty differences.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing we have to do. Then we have to get all the pain and the suffering off our heart. Allah won't change our condition until we change the condition of our heart. And if we got a lot of pain weighing down our heart, accomplishing anything, because that's where we run short or hit a wall at with our emotions. Get that out. Vent. It's vent. Let it vent out. Because we have to build that mighty nation. Accomplish what we will.
Mm-hmm.
We want to build our model community. We can't do for self. And if we shooting ourselves in the foot every time we try to establish things or establish something, it's our time, as I always say.
Yeah.
It's our time.
Mm-hmm.
Allah's done showed us that how are you going to correct your problem? And I told him we at an age right now where we've seen the outcome of a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
and we should know what to do. We know what to do and what we shouldn't do. We have to look at the problem.
Mm-hmm.
As Allah said, approach everything with a lowly spirit. Show you, look at your situation. Find the answer. The answer is sitting there right there in front of you. Allah's not going to do it for you. You have to do it. That's why he gave you the mind. You have to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you submit to it, Allah manifests it. And then you take the wisdom out of it and keep it moving. Put it in effect and keep it moving. This is how we're going to build all this.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get away from how the individual want to dominate everything because he might be an alpha male or female. He might be a beta female, beta male. Same thing, sigma male, sigma female. Those are personalities. We had to put those personalities aside and leave with what Allah said, as Imam Muhammad left us with. You don't need nobody teach you nothing no more. All we have to do is leave with what Allah says and do things for sure. Can't beat that with a stick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is simple, plain, that we can get and we can go to move about to do everything that we need. We have all the people we need. We have it. That day up in Newark, verify and confirm they in control or they working their part. We down here, we working our part. And so on, wherever we at, we working, doing our part or building our part so when it's time to construct the whole image, we can move on it. Matter of fact, it was another brother. With finance brother, and his whole talk was the kind of talk we need as far as how we're going to generate some wealth. And he in a position to support us. He said, "I'm not in the position to give you startup money, but I'm in a position where if you want to expand your business."
Mm-hmm.
Span your operation, I can support you on that.
That's right.
And I thought that was, I'm sitting in there and said, boy, what we done did here? And, yes, we got a connection with the brother now, and hopefully you understand. We're going to look into all that,
mm-hmm.
all that. That's why the imam said earlier, you know, we have to share our ideas, share our wealth.
That's right.
That's why he asked anybody have a question, a suggestion, or anything on their mind. Share it. That's your wealth. That's the step we're going to build our model community out of. Because that's there. These youth, they coming. How that thing said is if you build something, the people will come. Matter of fact, I witnessed that in the masjid every day. This has been 5-6 days in a row. Somebody walks in, want to take their shahada.
Hmm.
I said, man, Allah is sending everybody. They sending the people. Just like they sent us when we were young. Sent us right to the dead. And what were they? We just followed the instruction. They directed us. It was nice that we knew some of the people.
Yeah.
You understand that? Help. You understand? But It was an easy transition.
Amen.
And this is what we have to do with the youth here today. We have to give them something that they can see, that they can benefit from. And as the brother was talking up there in Newark, establishing a lot of businesses, getting the people interested and want to be in business for themselves. That's a start. The seed.
Mm-hmm.
And nourish it for it to grow. This is our time. And we're looking forward to working with the brothers and sisters up there.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that's want to present anything, we're willing to support it.
Mm-hmm.
I always say you got to feed them. You got to support them. And in order for them to grow, you got to feed them. You got to nourish them. But this is where we come from. I just want to, you know, that was on my mind all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because I had to share that because I got so much out of it. You understand that, again, whatever we got, we want to share with the people. Always have something good for the people in order for them to back away from all that's wrong or that's bad. So this, you turn the mic back over to you now. Nate Muhammad, Halal Industry, do for sale.
Thank you, Brother Nate, Brother James. Once again, assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. And I want to say again, if anyone have a question, a statement, a suggestion, touch the one on your phone so we can see it, and we'll open your mic so you can share with us what it is that you have to say as well today. So as I was saying, we have to know and we have to believe that Allah has given us something. And when I say given us, I don't mean just us here in Philly or just us here in America. Day one for the humanity, the plan was for the humanity to utilize the creation. He put us over the creation. No, we can't jump up and fly. We can't change planet to planet just like that. But he gave us the ability. There's no other creature that we can find, that we know of, that we heard of, can do what we do. Even the angels. The angels was asked, according to a story, hadith, partly out of the Quran, but basically, I believe it was more hadith, more of a story. And that was the angels had the opportunity to take the position that we have been given by Allah. And they said, no, my Lord. We just want to do what you tell us to do. And when they might have saw it as a struggle, they might have just seen it was heaven just to do what God says. But for us, the humanity, we have an opportunity to see the work, do it, and build just based on our faith that Allah means what he says. And we have to, you know, it's kind of crazy that someone would have to be told, believe what God says. We've lived all this life and nothing helped us but what he put together. We can't touch it. We can't see it. But bottom line is we know that it exists. And today it is our opportunity as Muslims submitting to Allah's will. Allah says, I've created everything Muslim. The rock is a Muslim. The dirt, the air, the water, the angels. Everything is Muslim. And there's the one little fella, Iblis, who just don't want to submit. He want to prove that man and women are not worthy of God's blessing while he's showing us. He can't show God nothing. Allah can't be shown nothing. Allah knows it. But he's showing us. He can't submit.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another thing that Allah showed us. He can't beat us. When we want to work together, there's nothing that is put in front of us as a block by Shaitan.
Mm-hmm.
Or anybody that want to work with Shaitan, that can stop us from going forward if we believe and have faith that Allah has given us something to do. That's what we have to start at. He tells us the things to do, we should do it. We look at the illustration that Allah has given us throughout life, whether it's by groups, whether it's by people. He's always given us a plan. The humanity I'm talking about. Always have given us a plan. Our history, the full history from Adam, our history from our families, our personal history, We got so much to grow from. And every human being has that ability. Some we see may be challenged. They may not be as healthy or may not have the mental capacity of another one. But he gives them their feel if we be patient and work with them.
Mm-hmm.
All of us have to work together. But I believe, I personally feel that Allah has given the Muslim, and particularly the Muslim here in America, the African-American descendant of slaves, has given us the ability to show the world how to live this without being biased, without thinking, I got the special gift and nobody else got it. No, Allah gave the same gift to the humanity. But we may be the ones with the best character to show someone how to be humble. Because if there's any people on earth from the history I know, I ain't saying I know everybody's history, but from the histories that I do know, if there's any group of people that seem that they could get the victory and want to bust everybody's head open, it would be the African-American descendant of a slave.
Mm-hmm.
But a treatment, even coming into Islam, we find that our Arab brothers, we can show them love, but we can see the hint within them that there's a racial problem.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Allah is not big enough in their head. They got the East. They got the ability to be honored with all the guests that come for Hajj, Umrah, whatever, and many other things if they want to go there. But they would look at the color of the skin and treat the dark skin bad. They didn't lose that habit from the time of the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. But you and I can look the same man in the eye that we call the devil because of his actions at one point. But we can look at them and still find room to forgive them. I don't know if it's necessary for us to forgive them for the slavery, but we see ourselves treating them as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Allah knows what he does. It's a superior position to be able to know that you got a right maybe to tear somebody's head open, but you see, rather than use that right, I'll do what Allah says. I'll be humbled. The victory's here. I'll be humbled. You know what I mean? You didn't knock the guy down. Why you got to go stomp him?
Mm-hmm.
Why you going to hit him in the head with the trash can? But mm-hmm. Find a bottle to bust him? No. We humble. We are humbled as a people, as a majority. Yeah, and like I say, we got a few. But the few don't match the number that would actually do what God calls of us to do. Our goal now should be, let's see, how can we come back together? We're coming into a spring, a summer. Right after Ramadan, we're on our way into nice, very nice, warm weather. All we need to do is find out how to build. Let's work on a model community. I'm working on the economics. I will be trying to call those together to put together through our strengths, our abilities, to build the model community. How will that work? Part of Blouse Inc., the halal industry goal is to find people that are willing to do a nationwide, wide as America is, to do a nationwide discussion on establishing, building the model community that Imam Muhammad mentioned so many times. Do we need everybody in America to do that? No. All we got to do is do it. That was something Allah blessed our leader to say to us. But he allowed the leader that came before him to say, up, you mighty nation, and accomplish what you will. The only way we fail, we don't want to work together. We have to work together. So my interest is economics. Because you can't build. You can have all the people in line to do what they need, to ground test it and make sure we can build in this place and it's healthy. the brick mason, the water pipe runner, the electrical people, everything you need, you can have that. But if you ain't working together, you ain't going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
We should be able to build one in one city, and then before you know anything, here go two or three in two or three other cities. And some four or five one day look up in another city. But we know anything, every state over a short period of time, 50 states, we should have at least one model community in every state. The model community should have our businesses. We're not just going somewhere to pay rent. We want to establish things. All of us should be tired of hearing that our neighborhood are called food deserts, because we're going to put up our own shopping malls, whether we call it your or our. But we're going to have shopping malls in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Whichever way we call it. It could be some other names, too. It could be somebody's personal name, their business. But we have to open shopping malls. We have to have people that adhere to what the imam suggested, and that is make our own clothes. I'm saying we need to find land and establish factories on them. And one of the factories in every city should have something to do with building cars. Let's be real about this life. Everything we need has been made by man. Think about it.
Yeah.
Everything we need, every type of shelter, every type of vehicle to get us moving. We can go down to the tricycle with the baby all the way up to any kind of car that will take a family anywhere across country, a truck that would move the whole house. Everything that's needed, send the whole house by truck and fly over where you're going. All that's been created by man. That means we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can do it, we're not doing it to just say we did something. We did it because we in the race for humanity to grow based on the trust they have in God. And we can do it. Do you know we have corrected other people's ways? Because there are a lot of people that say, I ain't gonna be bad because they ain't acting bad. I can't act worse than them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good enough excuse. We don't do bad because God said don't do bad. Allah said don't do bad. It's two different things. Our reasons to even accept Allah in slavery was partly in our faith, even though we weren't allowed to worship. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
People would tell us we couldn't even worship God.
Mm-hmm.
You can go out in that field and don't let us catch you praying. Don't talk to each other. And we survived it by Allah's permission.
Allah's permission.
So we haven't even got started yet. So many things that have happened in a positive way since slavery, we haven't gotten started yet building and putting our world together. And every African-American descendant of slaves don't know how to do it. But those of us that do know how to do it, we just have to work together. We have to spread halal all over this country.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's food, but more important than food, it's your attitude. Are you halal?
That's right.
You go in there cursing and I said it earlier today even, how one time I went into the slaughterhouse to slaughter the animals I was going to get for that week, and me and a brother out of Trenton, he traveled with me,
mm-hmm.
and I went into the look at the stock to see which animals I was going to slaughter. When I came back in, there were Arabs over there, and I saw the animal laying down bleeding, but I didn't pay attention to everything that took place, and they looked at me with such shock. You'd have thought a ghost walked through the door. So I greeted them. They greeted back. They got quiet. And as I got to the brother that was with me from Trenton, I said, what's wrong with them? He said, you ain't going to believe this, brother, man. But they shot the animals before they cut the throat. I didn't turn around and look at them. I got the truth already. I didn't need no more. Their faces were telling me they were guilty or something. Here they want to come in our community and tell us they're selling us halal.
Mm.
But they shot the animal. He's no longer halal.
That's right.
You eat him because you ain't supposed to shoot him like that. We got a method on how it's supposed to be slaughtered that was designed in the time of Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. And that design came from Allah. And that is to cut his throat to a point with a sharp blade that the animal don't even know he's cut, but definitely not shot. And that's how they did it.
That intense from the animal, especially being shot, goes into the meat.
Yeah, yeah, all that.
Calmness.
That's right.
You just explained that, the calmness.
The calmness ain't there. And even worse than that, just these brothers are from overseas, think they can get in front of us and tell us how to slaughter. Now, you can slaughter where you want, but I can't trust your food. And not that, you know, when you think about if you're starving, Allah says if you're starving, you can eat pork.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning he would forgive you eating like that. But what he's telling us, don't build our world on being anything other than halal. Don't go in and cheat the people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go in and say you got something and you don't. If it ain't halal, just tell the people it ain't halal. Tell them you had to shoot this one. This one was a little too rough for you, whatever it was, whatever. But tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But you got the animal, and you just shoot the animal in the head?
You can't sell it as halal.
No, you can't sell it as halal, but they doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like I say, we have to recognize Allah has given us a favor here in America. It started with slavery, but look where we're at today. The only thing we have to do is come together and build.
Exactly.
And think about this here. If we were not to do a boycott, but it would be similar,
mm-hmm.
meaning this, I'm going to buy from my brothers and my sisters. And I don't mean my blood brothers and my blood sisters. First, I'm talking about my Muslim brother and sister, but I'm talking about first my Muslim brother and sister that is of my same family, my same race. But we own dry cleaners. I need my clothes cleaned. I wasn't going to nobody else and get my clothes cleaned. I went to my own family dry cleaners. That's how we strengthen our own wealth.
Mm-hmm.
The African-American descendant of slave opened up a business. If we can buy what they have, we should buy it. Might say, well, how about the Christian? Yeah, they are brothers. My family, the majority of all our family is Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I was a Christian. And I came to Islam. And then other family members came. A cousin was the first one. He introduced it to me, and I introduced it to some of the others. And different family members came in. His children came in because they were his children. He was away after that, but nonetheless, together, we build the family. So we are a family, the African-American descendants of slaves.
One
family. Our brothers from Africa, they look like us, but they don't consider us their family. We ain't got to hate them. We ain't got to dislike them, but let's build for our family. Let's build a place that we can feed from. That's ours. And all of them are welcome to come. If we're giving it away free, anybody that needs to eat can get it free. You're human, you come right, you can get it free. But when we're talking about building business, we should support self. And in order to do that, we got to first know what self is. And that's easy for us.
Mm-hmm.
For me, myself is the descendants of slave when I'm talking in the manner that I'm talking right now. I ain't talking about me just going up in the bathroom and get in the tub and take a shower. All of us should be clean, so I can say that to us as a people. Be clean. Eat halal. Don't smoke. Don't drink. Don't curse. What you doing it for? There are so many people that will learn and have learned from us just being Muslims. We've made some of the people from overseas better, but they couldn't kill their racism. They still got to change their racism. Allah is allowing us to be today the mercy to humanity. Because when they look at us, they all look down at us, like they did with Bilal, looking down at us.
All them years.
All them years. Can't change it. But as Allah allows us to progress, when we make that proper call, they got to come to prayer. And that's what needs to be known. You know what I mean? You got to come to prayer and come to prayer with the right spirit.
Mm.
We can, done right. We can. And this ain't me talking. I'm repeating what I study. Allah says the believer will actually lead those who are believers into what's right. Says it in more than one way. I mean, I'm not just saying it just like that. Why would he give us Islam? Why would he give us the practice of good if nobody was following? America is a sign of one of the last bodies of people to have Islam kind of dominate the continent. Not to dominate with muscle, but when we look right now, there's so many people that are practicing Islam in America, and the majority are African-American.
Mm-hmm.
The majority are African-American in America. And there are a great number growing that want to look like the East. They want to wear the thobe.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in the Quran to tell us to wear a thobe. And the prophet did tell his companions, it's reported in the hadith, if you go to a people that you don't speak their language, don't teach them and don't become their leader. That's number one. It says to the man, he said to the men in the same conversation, if you find you are dressing and your dress looks like the woman's dress, take that off and go find what the men are wearing and wear what their men are wearing. So we acting like we don't understand. We want to wear their type thobes. In America, our women have always, Christians, have always wore long garments coming through the time that they was starting to show their body. But the average church, you walk in the church any time, the women got skirts below the calf of their leg.
That's right.
They wore collars up, buttoned up to their neck.
That's right.
And most of them wore something on their head, whether it was a hat, one of those large hats or whatever.
That's right.
That's how I remember seeing African-American sisters as they grew up.
Was that someone else's channel?
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. They wasn't showing no flesh.
That's right.
They wasn't. Tight, where you couldn't look up under nothing. That's right. That's right. That's right. So we have to recognize we already have it in Allah's favor in us. All we got to do is come together and do it. Do the thing, work together. And again, if anyone has any questions, statements, suggestions, please touch the one. We're going to take another break for a moment.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. James Bashir, Halal Industry, Do For Self. Join us every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry, Do For Self, with your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nick Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@CWSC.us, visit AM360.org, Pan Corporation Community-Wide Shore Conference at CWSC.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm going to take the caller, my sister, 111-111. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I just wanted to call in and remind you brothers that when you are in your role, in your appointed roles of being the protectors and the providers in our community, that is automatically inspiring. You know why?
I mean,
because Allah made it that way. And even though, you know, we have some bad examples of, you know, some believers that have fallen off their role, you know, over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And you all know, I've been a practicing, because, it has to be clarified, a practicing Muslima for a long time.
That's right. I mean,
you know, and you see the different movements that have happened, Imam Muhammad's community, and then you got all the other different ones, you know, that come and go and fade away, or some of them, you know, they have little remnants of what they were given and this and that and the other. But, you know, it is very important to remember that Allah gave us this gift, because being in this role, you know, being given Islam is a gift. Some people don't realize that. It is a gift, because we're in a society that, first of all, you know, the way that we have been conditioned and bred, you know, as enslaved Africans in America, you know, it's different. It's different than everyone else, you know. We have all these different things coming at us, you know, as far as the society is saying one thing, but they're doing another. You know, they talk about justice and freedom and all of that, but only for certain people. Then we got white supremacy is rampant and present in every single area of American life. We have the influence of the people from overseas, no matter what ethnic group they're from. You know, everybody looks down on the African American. You know why?
Yes.
Because if we know ourselves, then nobody can take advantage of us. And we can treat each other better, because we know who we are. We know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We know
That's
who
right.
And so nobody, no matter who it is, you know, can take advantage. So we have to remember that, you know, I'm reminded of what Allah says in his guidebook. The Quran is a guidebook that, you know, the closest to us are the people of the book. And that's the Christians and the Jews. As you were saying, you know, the people that we can always have a connection to, because, like as you said, most of our relatives, we come from Christianity. Mm-hmm. Most of us, the majority
That's
of us,
right.
you know. So there's good in the different ways that each of us come to this deem. You know, there may be some things that happened that were not so good. But what we can understand is that the source of everything, you know, it was the decree of Allah that we came in that direction. And so not unauthentic, as some people try to, you know, try to pretend or say or whatever, you know. They have these little microaggressions or debates or whatever. You know, you're not from here and you're not from there, so you're not a Muslim, you're not a real, you know, all of this. And then you have bad examples of some Muslims themselves who set a bad example of the religion. And then so everybody judges the Muslims that they know by all of what they see being done wrong by this particular person that they know that's a Muslim in their family, you know.
That's
so
right.
We got to deal with the fact that everything is good. It's just that it's people that make the different faith practices, whatever you believe in. You know, there's good Christians.
Right. Yeah.
There's kind of bad Christians. There's good Muslims. There are not so good Muslims. You know, you
That's
have
right.
good people of the Jewish faith and not so good, you know, speaking of, you know,
That's
Zionist
right.
Jews and all of these other people that are oppressive and they think they other chosen people and all of that foolishness that's not even true.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that we have to remember that Allah brought us in this way for a reason.
I mean,
now, I'm looking at, and I'm going to end with this, I'm looking at a newsletter that comes to my email. I'm real big on advocating about health and informed consent and being able to speak up about your own health. You know, that's a big thing with me. It always has been. So, you know, I'm looking at how there are a lot of groups out here that are, how can I say, there's people that are Caucasian. I'll just put it that way. Have advocated for, we have choice, we have informed consent, we have free will to you know, deal with our bodies and our health the way we see fit. But you have these groups out here that think otherwise. They want to try to bring about tyranny and you know, ownership of you know, you have to get this shot and you have to get this because we say so, and, you know, all of this, and you don't have a right to question the doctor, or you don't have a right to question, you know, the fact that, you know, they want to give you all these medications and surgeries and everything else and not even deal with the natural way. There's a natural way to deal with our health.
That's right.
And it comes from Islam. A lot of people don't realize unless they know the history. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, because Islam brought Europe out of the Dark Ages.
That's right.
So I'll just end with
That's
that. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And touch the one on your phone, and that way we'll see if you come back on if you need to.
Thank you very, very much, Sister. It's Nate Muhammad again, to allow industry do for self. I just, again, want to comment on what the imam, a statement he had made. As he said, he's an entrepreneur, or he was about to generate some wealth.
Mm-hmm.
For the people. And I sat back and I thought, well, I'm more into uniting. And everything I've always been about within the community was generated around getting the brothers or getting the people together and keeping them together.
I mean.
And right up until this day, you know, I've seen how it fell off and how we got weak a little bit. And we're trying to recondition, reestablish the whole thing. The sister just said, mentioned about the brothers just taking on responsibility to protect the community and itself. And that in itself is a great accomplishment.
Yes.
We can. I came in the community. There was unity. You know, I thrived through the community, through unity. And when I went out in the workforce, those same things that I've learned from that unification carried me through the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody was never over me delegating to do this and come in on time and do what you told. I already knew that. And this is what we were trying to do with the community. I said earlier about it rejuvenated myself because I seen the unity among the people. I seen the unity among our community. And I'm sure if we go anywhere else, I don't care anywhere around the country, and if it's part of our association, I guarantee you we'll see the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see the same thing. All because the unity. We got to make everything happen. We'll come together to build everything. And it all starts from you. You. Committing yourself, and if you know what is needed, help reestablish it. That's what we was taught. Taught how to work as many hands make the work lighter. We know, and it's seen the effects that by the oneness or the unity, a lot of people that thought they had control or was greater than you, and they realized. I hear stories about accomplishment of dealing with a crowd. Doesn't have to be a lot of people, but if that force was unified, the masses of the people that were there had to back down. Why? Because the society done conditioned the people to move individually. And as soon as you get past that threat, that intimidation, that aspect, they don't have nothing else to do. They don't know what else to do. Once you take that away, that's why I said we moved as one, you'll move everything as you want. We was on Hajj, and we was going around the Kaaba, and we had a nice little formation.
Mm-hmm.
It was a triangle formation. We had the sisters in the middle of the triangle, and the brothers, you know, we had a triangle. We had the point, and then it's one, then two, three, four, all the way back to the back. And what we did, we moved anywhere we wanted to go, we moved. We moved the people out of the way. You know, not forcefully,
yeah,
not disrespectfully, but we guided them right on out. That's right. We guided them right through wherever we want. Whatever we want the people seeing, that the one that was, I think it was a Pakistan couple, elders, and they seen what we was doing, and they looked, and we invited them in, come on in with us, you know. And we got down to the Kaaba. Everybody wanted to touch the Kaaba. They did.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't matter. It's the point is that we directed our own self with that unified force, and we moved. And I sat back, and I thought, man, this is how we're going to have to do or function in society. This is how we're going to have to move.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to move as one.
I mean,
you know, not everybody, and everybody doing their part. That's all you had to do is do your part, and we can maneuver and we move the world.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I'll go back to that is that when we ran into the Nigerians,
mm-hmm.
you know, they was moving the same way we was moving, you know, but they was a little step ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we yield and we bear witness and we acknowledged it. We nodded each other at each other, acknowledging them, and we kept on going. That's respect, but the unification was the greatest thing. We've seen that, even at the Kaaba, it was total pandemonium down there. You understand? Because everybody moving individually. They wanted to, and they was almost like fanatics. We brought the calm to that atmosphere right there. And everybody got whatever they wanted to do, they did. And we went on about our business.
Amen.
And that said, and they still use that formation when they go to Hajj. They told me they still do it. And it still works. And the same effect is the great. So why can't we use that here? I know Allah's in charge of everything, and nothing don't move without Allah's permission.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, He's not going to do it for you. We have to do it ourselves, and we have to make preparation to do it. Now we don't know when that victory is going to come,
mm-hmm.
but I know it's coming.
Amen.
I know it's going to come. And all we have to do is be prepared to move,
that's right.
to move out. Don't worry about what you see, as the sister was saying. That ain't nothing. That's what we do. Don't worry about that. Just stay focused on what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're here with the halal industry. Our focus is on, we want to establish a model
mm-hmm.
community.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the things that we're going to have to accomplish in order to establish that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to, it's going to be the people. Nothing moves without the people.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody moves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the people have to establish our criteria, and we can move on top of that. I see we have a Anna, and what is that number?
Okay, 570. 468. Your mic is on. Announce yourself, your name, where you're from, and ask your question. State your statement. We're hearing from you. 570-468. Good evening, Assalamu Alaikum. How are you?
Assalamu Alaikum. Salam. This is Terrence from the Bronx.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Muslims in my neighborhood, we're good people, brothers. We're good people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Spreading the word.
That's it.
And that's what we're trying to do, you know? I mean,
yes.
The other night, I had a jihad. I wanted to blow up my wife's pussy and bust cum all in her pussy. And I wanted to take my big black cock, and I wanted to bust it all up. And then I told her, I said,
"My brother, you must have the wrong mic. We got sisters on this phone. We don't talk that way. So if you want to talk straight, then that might be another time. But where you going? Sound like street talk. And we respect our sisters. We respect ourselves. I don't even want us to be sitting in a room with me and a brother by ourselves and we talk like that." You know what I mean? You can leave all of those verbs that describe things out of something and be easy to hear.
That's the first time.
All right.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. These kind of comments from the brothers. And the sister talked about the same thing earlier, how we do things to destroy or help or try to destroy the morale of our people. Brother started off, you know, I'm not going to say it was shaky, but he started off anytime you have Muslims, we're good people. Yes, you might be good people, but you have to have respect. We have to have respect for our program. Our program is a wholesome type program, and that's designed to help build the morals, structure in a human being. And we are sharing our experience. We share in our experience based on our history, based on our journey that we have accomplished. We done grew away from all that kind of language like that. And that affects the unification of our people, the African-American descendants of slaves. Now, I don't know what's on your heart, but that's very, very disrespect. We don't tolerate that kind of stuff in us, around us. Just the man put it real nicely.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't do that. You don't come in our program disrespecting us like that. I don't care where you at, your Bronx or wherever you at. You have to have respect for us because we come in here respecting you. First, Allah say I got to respect you. And once you showed yourself, then it's up to me to deal with you whatever way I want. And you don't come at us like that. We have to build unity, economics for our people, not to tear down our structure.
Mm.
Who's that here? That's the same brother, or that's somebody
else? I don't remember the number. I didn't write it down.
All right, now we're going to just let that ride. We don't even want to hear from you anymore. You done blew your shot. This is what we can thank you. Now, we get back to our unification. Yeah, well, he's going to have to come at us another way.
Mm-hmm.
You get back of our unification. That's something we build up. We came through unification through security, structure, protecting the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, protecting Imam Muhammad, as well as the ministers back then. And I didn't think nobody would have had enough guts to come in and say that in the community, if it was a temple or even in the masjid, because we'd have just escorted you right out big time. And that's important, that we have to establish respect for each other, else we're not going to accomplish anything. And if you don't have no respect for yourself, then keep it to yourself.
Amen.
We was taught morals to grow up past that. The Imam Muhammad taught us that. Integrity, accountability, each other. You don't come on no program like that. Now, does anybody else have any comments, suggestions? That's wholesome, feel free to push the one on your phone. And we'll bring you on as soon as possible. Uh-oh, there's 111. Your mic is on, sister.
Assalamu alaikum.
My son.
You know, I was not going to call anymore. But I have to speak on the fact that, you know, that's exactly what I was referring to in my comment. You know, we have to remember also that in our sojourn here in this country, you know, we've been infiltrated and spied on.
Yeah, that's what that sounds like.
Most
too.
Of the time. Yeah, exactly. Most of the time. You know, and you have people, a lot of the people that look like us, that were the ones doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the reminder. We have to keep that as a reminder that we have people who as they say, you know. Everybody that's your skin folk is not your kin folk.
That's right.
A lot of us were bribed to go against their people.
You know, mm-hmm. Even before COINTELPRO and all of that, I mean, you know, you had the house Negro and the field Negro on the slave plantation.
Right.
And in corporate America and everything else, all the go down through mm-hmm. the history. We I mean, that's always been a fact. I mean, it's just been that's mm-hmm. the history. It's documented. And I'm reminded of recently that came up in the news. What is it? The news feed and the different online and social media and real news, because you got different categories of news. You know, mainstream mm-hmm. media has been censored for decades now. We don't get the real news. And then you have the fake news, then you have the independent news media, mm-hmm. you know, and everything now is the blog and the people have their own channels and all of that, but you know they just mentioned that you know the person that. Which a lot of people already this was a rumor and this was a suspected thing from way back, but the person that really assassinated our brother Malcolm was an informant for the NYPD for years. You know, he was supposedly his security or whatever supposedly. That's what I'm saying. It's just the perfect example, you know. But yet they blamed for decades. They blamed and lied on the fact that Nation of Islam did it. They killed their, you know, always put that bad image on. Yes, and it's coming out. What is his name? Benjamin Crump and the family, Malcolm's family, have a major lawsuit. Mm-hmm. You know,
yes.
against the. I mean, it's just and then of course they were spying. You know, the NYPD were spying on all the masjids all across the country. Yeah, still are.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just ridiculous. And of
mm-hmm.
course, we
yeah,
know
right.
we have infiltrators in our masses. You know, we know. I mean, that's mm-hmm. it. We know informants have been in our for a long time now. That's nothing new. You know, anything to try to discourage and stop and interrupt the unity, but they can't. No matter what they do, they're not going to be able to.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say mm-hmm. that. You know, no matter what,
yes,
because Allah has this, regardless,
yes.
you know, of the criticism of the criticizers and all the people that want to try to, you know, placate and mm-hmm. and interrupt and besmirch mm-hmm. and lie, mm-hmm. and then we have
mm-hmm.
all these after knowing really. For years, but you know, we have all these Islamophobia groups out here. You know, there are hundreds of groups out here that they have come together to fund anything, a propaganda campaign against anything about Muslims to be bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I got the list. I got the list offline. I got the list a while ago. It's just amazing how sinister. And
mm-hmm.
and but yet these people talk about, you know, we should forget slavery, forget history.
history
is,
go
exactly. That's the part that's so amazing to me. I mean, it just I have to laugh sometimes. It's so ridiculous. It is so ridiculous. So we have to come back. Right. And then I just saw where this brother, and I'm gonna hang up after this, but this brother in what is his name? Outspoken councilman, and during that Flint water crisis a few years ago, Councilman Eric Mays passed away.
Right.
I said, man, this, you know, people like that. I think that brother had a warrior spirit. It's just amazing. No matter what the people try to throw at any movement, we will rise. I just wanted to say that. Salaamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you very much. And touch the one, like I say. So if you want to get back on, we'll see you put your hand on it again. And anyone else, if you have something to say, other than our brother whose mouth wasn't too clean, so I think you could put your hand down, my brother. I believe I'm looking at the right number. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think that's the same number. Mm-hmm. So we want to share.
I'm not that person.
Yeah, come on. I know you ain't. Let's try it, my brother. Go ahead, take it, brother, man. I know you ain't the one. Next time I got to write the person number now.
And praise be to Allah, as hosts, we have the ability to utilize the mute, the mute button, and also I utilize the X on him. That hangs up the phone. That cuts.
I got you. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Yeah. So. All right. I'll stop right there, my brother.
You're welcome. If you were going to say more, you got a few minutes to do that.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate this time. But we do have standards as Muslims, regardless whether it's a radio show or whatever. We have standards.
That's right.
And we stand on those standards. And we definitely do not tolerate anyone disrespecting our women. That goes all the way to the fullest limit of the reaction to that. I want people to know that. So anyway, now, concerning the term unity, you know, sometimes the enemy of human beings gives them an impossible task to wear them out.
Yeah.
You got to get everybody, and you go scrambling trying to get everybody. That is an impossible task.
That's right. That's right.
Allah said that He had wanted all of you to be of one mind. I'll use that as a substitute of one mind.
Yeah.
He would have made it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
He'd have made it just like that. That's right.
Right. So as far as unity goes, we look for people of like mind and that have the same interest in it. And have the same interest that you do. You will not get all the people. That's why Allah says, let a band of you.
A band of people coming. That's right.
Right. And it could come out from among them and, you know, and promote all that is good and prohibit all that is bad. If you've got four people that think like you, and willing to roll up their sleeves and go to work, work with that until more
help right.
comes.
That's right.
That's right.
That's
because
right.
our unity is not in our skin. It is in our character.
Right.
So
I mean,
thank you. And, you know, and I hope that the brother comes to consciousness and he
yes.
he can join us in this good effort.
Yes.
Stop right
yes.
there, my brother. May Allah continue
yes.
to bless
yes.
you
yes.
and us.
Bless us all. Bless us all, Imam. Yes, sir. And we want everybody to know. Well, I want to say this, first of all. I'm 76 years old. I never heard my father and my oldest brother use a curse word. While I was in Vietnam in 1968 to 69, I used some curse words. I did a few things over there. But when I got on that plane to come home July 10th, 1969, I stated to the men that was in a part of the service that I was in, I'm getting on this plane and I ain't taking nothing with me. I didn't smoke, I didn't curse, I didn't drink, I didn't use drugs. And this since 1969. I only know two people that heard me use a curse word. That was my wife, who's the day deceased, not from the curse word, of course. One day she was kind of like rushing me to be conscious of another brother and his wife, so we'd rush and wouldn't hold them up. And I just tried a curse word. I wasn't going to ever curse again after that, because when I finished using that one curse word, she used it back on me, and I knew I couldn't handle that. So I ain't no cursor, and I will remind people that I remind people that when I was young, they used to call a lollipop a sucker. And I tell them I'm a sucker. Just I'm laced with cyanide, so I don't need curse words. And the brother that got on, I don't know. I didn't take the number, or write it down, because I would call.
Brooklyn.
I would call, and he said he's from Brooklyn. He might have been from Mexico, and using Brooklyn.
So he wasn't.
But I would love for him, if he's still hearing,
mm-hmm.
to know we don't need that kind of talk conversation. Period. Even if we were all men talking, we don't need that. I don't want to hear no stuff like that. You know what I mean? And I believe most men don't want to hear nothing like that. But you should never insult the line of people that's on the line, because you could not only just have women, you could have children on there. So maybe one day the man might identify himself and we can correct that. But if he's hearing it now, or if anyone's here, we don't use that. You know what I mean? That we're talking about working together, and as my brother Imam Kareem said, I don't ever look to get everybody,
mm-hmm.
but I do know I got to keep moving, and if I move and it attracts somebody, that's Allah's will. If Allah want me to do something or you to do something, and get no help, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's how I feel about it, but we should never be degrading in our conversation. Even if it was just me and a person sitting in the room, I don't want to hear words like that. I don't use it. We can talk, we can have a healthy conversation about anything, and that's where we should be at. And if we look at it from that angle, we win. I've seen two numbers change right then. Let me try it. C41323, your mic is open. We have a few minutes.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Angela Marie from North Providence, Rhode Island. I think you need to Google that brother's name, whoever he was, Muslim, non-Muslim, and find out who he is. Google his name and see what information you can find. I don't know if he's CIA, FBI, whoever. He did out of meanness, okay? We got all kinds of devils, white devils, red devils, black devils, yellow devils, all kinds of devils, okay, that are still, I hate to say, still feel N-I-G-G-E-R-S. That's still working for him, not the boss man, okay? So that was another
right.
F-I- ELDNIGGER, still working for NASA boss. He ain't got
there
over slavery yet. He hasn't gotten over slavery yet. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, alaykum as-salam. Thank you very much, sister. And touch the one on your phone so I can cut your mic. And if you want to say something again before we go off, you touch it again. And we'll know you raised your hand to do it. You know what I mean? But, you know, one of the things is Allah gives us the strength to know when something don't work today, just do what you can do.
Yep.
As Brother Imam Kareem said in another way. We can complete what Allah allows us to complete. And when we have some, and we've had that experience, as the sister just mentioned, we've had people that will get in and look like they right. And maybe he's been with somebody and think that's the way to go. But if you can still hear my voice and you think that's the way to go, that nobody want to hear that. If you talk to people like that, you stay with them.
They call.
But you should never come on the air.
That's right.
Anybody's there. If somebody got a radio station that all they do is talk foul, I wouldn't even want to know the number. I wouldn't want to call the number. That's not our way. We want Allah's protection and guidance. And Allah hears everything before we put it out. He knows everything. And we are supposed to be the best in respecting each other. You know what I mean? Because we don't have to display we're tough. We want to display we're human. And we recognize the way we treat each other as humans. Our style, our character is supposed to help those who lost that factor, who forgot how to be human, who think they better than all other humans. These are the reasons why we do things. But most importantly, we do the better things because we get a reward from Allah. Nobody have to see it. Nobody have to hear it. Allah knows it. And if we do the good, we got a reward. So, that's right. We wasn't expecting that.
Even on Brother Imam talk show radio, they have people that monitor looking for crank calls like that.
That's right.
We never even thought we'd hear something
like
that coming off our air.
That's right.
You understand?
Right.
So we have to be prepared for everything.
That's right. And to the sisters, well, you already know that ain't our way, AM 360, period. Not just this little program I'm doing for this hour today, but AM 360, that's not our way.
Not our
way. I mean, that community-wide Shura conference is not our way. To talk ugly, talk dirty, talk rude to people, to accept our apologies. Because if I could have had known, he said it, if he'd have said it first on a tape and we had to play it, it would have never been heard.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And brother, if you like I say, if you're listening, if you're in there, because I don't remember the number. I think in the future we'll write the number down and we turn on.
Right.
So we can call you afterwards, maybe visit you afterwards. You know what I mean? Because we're brothers and sisters, we're human, and we're talking in the best manner. I don't mean we proper. You know what I mean? Excuse me, sir. We're not that. But we are talking to each other in a proper way, with respect, with care and love for each other, even though we can't see each other's face. Some of us don't even know each other if we walk past each other and see him, but we got to respect each other. And it's rude of any of us to get on a station, get on somebody else's time, and display some such stupid conversation. You know what I mean? Whatever you do with your wife, your woman, whatever, keep that to yourself. Definitely can't see yourself being a man just because you get on the air in the dark. Dark meaning we can't see you.
Mm-hmm.
We can't grab you
to
tell you, hey, shut up.
Yeah.
But myself, I don't use curse words, brother. Appreciate it if nobody used none around me. And I ain't got thin skin. I got rough skin. But I'd appreciate it that you don't do that again. Not on this station particularly, but not on any. Don't even have the audacity to get on a show that's that kind of conversation. To be with it because you will become nothing. in a little bit of time. We want to thank everybody that just gave us a 90-second notice, and we want to thank everybody for the time they take out to be with us every week. And we don't look at is the number of people is what we're calling for. We're looking at the quality. What can be said, what can be remembered, and then what can be looked out for. Allah let us live. This is how all of us should feel. Allah let us live, we're going to be successful in this life and in the next life. If he allows us to live, in other words, we don't want to do anything other than serve him. And we don't serve him like a slave, even though it's called a slave to Allah. But we don't feel that. We should feel gratitude that he gives us an opportunity when some people have already passed and maybe they failed or maybe they succeeded, but we're still here to make the world a better place. So we want to thank you, and prayerfully we'll get your attention and you speak to us Wednesday coming 5 to 7 on AM 360 through the community-wide show of comfort. So everyone, have a good evening and enjoy what Allah gives us. Let us be those who are grateful and want to build for better and be a better person. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum to everyone.
Yeah, he came out of left field with it.